South Korea court rules to allow Shin Yoon to perform after theater caved to CCP pressure. A South Korean court has ruled to allow Shin Yoon Performing Arts to continue a planned two-day performance despite Beijing's disruption efforts, handing a win to the group that has, for years, been a target of the Chinese regime's global repression efforts. The hosting venue, Kongwon National University, greenlit the New York state-based classical Chinese dance company's application to perform at its Baekryong Art Center on April 1st, only to walk back the agreement after the Chinese embassy voiced a complaint. The university stated that its decision to cancel the show had to do with the public interests of the school. As the university is a national institution under the country's Ministry of Education, it is in a position to directly and indirectly represent the official position of the Republic of Korea, which makes the matter a diplomatic issue. A university letter obtained by the Epoch Times reads, "The center further stated that it made the decision out of public interest concerns, citing the roughly 500 Chinese nationals studying at the center whom it claimed could stage protests, potentially leading to clashes, should the performance go on as scheduled." The Chuncheon District Court on April 30th sided with the show presenter, describing the university's contract cancellation as an abuse of discretionary power. Shin Yoon, the court noted, has held shows in South Korea since 2007, holding two successful runs at Baekryong Art Center in 2017 without any incidents. With no solid evidence backing its claims, the school's stated concerns about potential clashes are vague and difficult to justify, the court said in the judgment, calling the decision illegal. It further noted that the cancellation happened just 20 days ahead of the scheduled performances on May 6th and May 7th, with nearly two-thirds of the tickets sold. Calling off the performance at that point would have made it hard for the show organizers to recover their financial and reputational damage, the judge said. The ruling marks a breakthrough for Shin Yoon in South Korea, which has faced constant pressure from its top trading partner, China, to stop the arts group from performing. Shin Yoon tours all over the world, but it cannot perform in China. Founded in 2006 in part by artists who had fled Chinese Communist Party repression, Shin Yoon has grown over the past two decades into eight companies of equal size that tour globally with a live orchestra each year. The group showcases classical Chinese dance under the tagline "China Before Communism," with some pieces also featuring stories of the CCP's persecution, targeting Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline that has suffered an extensive persecution campaign in China over the past 26 years. Chinese diplomats and people believed to be linked with them have used political and economic coercion to undermine Shin Yoon's global performances. The nonprofit Falun Dafa Information Center has documented more than 130 such instances over the years. Recently, the campaign appears to have intensified into a more disturbing form. In a little more than a year, the arts group has reported receiving dozens of emails threatening acts of violence, such as threats to bomb performers and audiences in a bid to see shows canceled. None of the threats have resulted in actual action. Taiwanese authorities who investigated the matter said they suspect that a research entity under Chinese telecom giant Huawei, which has links to China's military, is the culprit behind some of the emails. The theater was packed over the two-day performance, with 98% of the seats filled on the first day, according to the organizers. Ahead of the second day of Shin Yoon's run at the Baekryong Art Center, Shin Yoon's MC Lee Zai Lemish, who has tracked these incidents for years, said he was heartened to see a South Korean court upholding the country's law and pushing back against CCP pressure. CCP transnational repression is rampant worldwide, but in South Korea, it has an especially long and well-documented history of targeting Shin Yoon, he told the Epoch Times. For years, the embassy and consulates there have been trying to cancel Shin Yoon shows, and too many times, they have succeeded. But the court ruling shows that the CCP can only succeed if it can co-opt local governments, courts, and theaters to follow its command, he noted. When individuals stand firm and do what they believe is right, as we see now in South Korea, the CCP is powerless to do anything, Lemish said. He said he sees it as a wonderful sign that Korean people have had enough of Beijing telling them what art they can and cannot watch. Lemish recalled a similar incident in 2016 at the KBS Hall. The owner, South Korea's national broadcasting company, was one of the few foreign channels that Beijing allowed in the Chinese market at the time. It aborted four-plan Shen Yun shows abruptly upon receiving a Chinese embassy letter warning the theater against letting the show go on. Like in the Baekryong Art Center, thousands of tickets were booked at the time. The Baekryong Art Center, after canceling the show, apologized and said it was not acting on its own volition. We tried our best, but the school and the Ministry of Education insisted on cancellation, so we had no choice but to cancel, a staffer told Shen Yun presenters, according to an email reviewed by the Epoch Times. Lemish noted how repeatedly, South Korean government-affiliated entities and theaters have acknowledged Beijing's intervention, but cited public interests to make the case for giving in to the CCP. I think what we're seeing now is more and more people in South Korea and around the world realizing that the CCP's interests do not align with theirs at all, and that they need to protect their own rights and freedoms in the face of CCP pressure, he said. I think as a bonus, they also find that they feel good doing that.